Hello, hello, hello. Yes, we are live from the Rehoboth Cathedral. Welcome to tonight's Communion and Healing Service. Communion and Healing Extraordinary. And for those of us who have decided to follow Jesus, whether it's raining, whether it's shining, whether it is dark, whether it is light, welcome and welcome. Thank you for joining us from all over the place. It's healing, it's communion, and we thank God for the Holy Spirit that is here. First of his kind in the Rehoboth Cathedral. Amen. All right, can we just pray? Father, we thank you tonight. It is the entrance of your word that brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Lord, in the simplicity of your word, speak to us tonight. But Lord, we ask, purge our conscience from every dead work. Even God, you are the true and living God. We ask that you purify our hearts, cleanse our hearts, and forgive us all our sins and every iniquity, and heal every disease tonight. And Father, thank you, because you are Alpha and you are Omega, the beginning and the ending. And we thank you, as we're here tonight, you will make us every whit whole. You will heal every disease. You will forgive all iniquities. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so we've entered the month of April, and we have the word we received for the month of April, today being the 4th, Amazing Grace, the 4th of April. We believe strongly that God has given us a word, which is also the theme, and that is still on the word. The underlining theme for the whole of 366 days of 2024, which is worship. For God the Father is seeking for true worshipers, those who worship him in spirit and in truth. So, in line with the word worship, we receive the word themed for April. Keep worshiping God even when all is stripped away. Keep worshiping God even when all is stripped away. And of course, some of us know that song. When the music fades, I was meditating just briefly today on that song again. And the question that came to me was, will you worship even when there's no music? When there are no instruments? When there's no keyboard? And you know, people talk about the ambience these days. Oh, the ambience was right, the worship. And then we base our worship experience on the ambience, on the lights, on the smoke, artificial smoke, which, by the way, Apostle Samuel, is not the cloud of glory. It's a man-made cloud. Those clouds we always put on the fire. It's not the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's not the cloud either. We want the original. We want the real. We want the genuine, which is the cloud of glory, the one that God Almighty alone gives, like we see, you know, scriptures. And, you know, some, I think the penultimate, is that the word? Penultimate Saturday before the Sunday when we had the dedication here. You know, we had put all the, everything in place, finishing touches, touch here, paint here, strip this. And then, you know, all of a sudden everybody was stripped away. We didn't know when everybody had left. And suddenly my wife and I realized, we are the only ones left in the building. All was stripped away. I didn't know when Apostle Cruz cruised away. Everybody just quietly left. And all of a sudden, I told my wife, wow, I saw that cloud just descend in this very atmosphere. It was a thick, white cloud. You know, I've been longing to see that cloud since we got the keys into this building. And that evening, the cloud just descended after everyone had gone. It was so thick, I was so excited to see the cloud. You know, once in a while I see this cloud, and I thank the Lord, you know, for, you know, once in a while allowing us to see that. It may sound spooky to some people, I'm telling you, it's not an experience that I make up. It's not something I create. It's not an artificial cloud. I know that the presence of God is here and with us. And for those of us who were here last Sunday evening, please let this keep echoing in your heart and in your ears and in your mind. We did not send ourselves here. God sent us right here into this very neighborhood, and He is with us. Amen. So, what are we looking at tonight? I've been meditating, and we will continue before we take communion tonight. The emblems are ready. For those who are watching online and in the comfort of your homes, please get the bread and get the wine. The bread, symbolic of the body of Jesus, and the fruit of the vine, symbolic of the blood of Jesus. We are doing that and doing this because Jesus commanded we should, in remembrance of Him. Now, let us begin to look at a man that things were stripped away from. We started looking at this man called Abraham. So come with me to Genesis chapter 12. Will you continue to worship when everything is stripped away from you? When people leave you? When people forsake you? When even family decide to go against you? We were playing football on Monday, and I remembered that a young man called, we call him Balotelli. If you are watching Balotelli, so listen to this. He was meant to take a corner kick. For those of us who know football, somebody's wondering, I thought this is healing and communion. Why is he talking about football? Please let me land before you strip yourself away from hearing this. So he was meant to take a corner kick. And I kept saying, let someone who can take a corner kick, kick the ball from the corner. And I think I said something like, everyone except David. Sorry, except Balotelli. And he was going there, he was about to kick the ball, and he dropped the ball. He said, well, I've stripped away his confidence to kick the ball from the corner. And I remember telling him, come on, your name is David. The Bible says that David, what did he do when everybody left him? When everybody forsook him? When the people he gave his life for? The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. So David Balotelli, encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Next Monday we are playing, and you will take all the corner kicks to the glory of God. Will you continue to play corner kicks when all your confidence is eroded through the words that men speak? Okay, Abraham. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, this was the first time this man, Abraham, which means, literally his name means, a high father. A high father, H-I-G-H, father. That's what Abram means. Now, he was from an idolatrous background, so he didn't know God. His father didn't know God. And they decided to leave, his father decided to leave a place called the Ur of Chaldees, where they originated from. And the father decided that he will go to a place called Canaan. So the father took Abram, his son, his father's name was Terah. He took Abram, his son. He took Abram, Sarai, his son's wife. He took his grandson called Lot. And they left. And they began to go to Canaan. But then they got to a place called Haran. And they settled there. You see all this pre-Genesis chapter 12. Now they got to Haran, and his father, Terah, Abram's father, died there. Right in that place called Haran, the Lord now decides to appear and introduce himself to a man that did not know him. Prior to this time, Abram did not know the Lord. He didn't know God. But God came to him, introduced himself, revealed himself, and spoke to him. Now, we have understood that, I want to believe, but in case you don't know, that the encounter Abraham had was the Lord revealing himself, literally telling him, I am the eternal one. I am the self-sufficient one. I am the self-existent one. I don't need anything to exist. I am the maker of everything you can see. Now, Abram, get out of your country. Get out from your relatives. And get out of your father's house onto a land that I will show you. I mean, think about it. Somebody comes to you and he is the self-sufficient one, he is the Lord, and he tells you, look, I'm literally the owner of everything. Now, I want to bless you, but you need to get out first. Get out from this country. Get out from your relatives and get out of your father's house. I want to bless you. I will show you a land and I will make you great. That was a promise, the self existent one called Jehovah, Yahweh. That was the encounter and revelation he gave to Abram. So Abram, the Bible says, what did he do? He departed. When you read from verse number 4, he departs just as the self-existent one had spoken to him. And the Bible tells us that Lot, his nephew, went with him. Now, I used to think that Lot decided to go with him until I read the next verse. You know, Abraham at this time was 75 years old. Listen, it's not how old you are. It's never too late. God can still reveal himself to you. Whatever age, whatever experience, whatever life you have. So if you're joining tonight and you feel like it's too late, God cannot, you don't know God and God can't reveal himself to you. Listen, God will still reveal himself to you. And at any point in time, because God is very just, he will make sure every single human being has a revelation and has an encounter with him and will still have the opportunity to choose whether we want to know him, worship him, or not. Now, the next verse tells us, in verse number 5, that Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance they had gathered, and the souls they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And look at and into the land of Canaan they came. So he took Lot. Who was Lot? Lot was a relative. We've looked at that previously. He took his relative Lot. But the commandment that God, that the Lord gave him, was to be stripped away. Strip yourself away from your country. Strip yourself away from all your relatives. And then leave your father's house. And then I will show you a land, and I will make you great, and I will bless you. And because of the blessing, I'm going to bless you through you. All the nations of the earth will be blessed. Listen, the nations of the earth that were blessed included his nephew, Lot. So whether Lot went with him or not, or whether he took Lot or not, the blessing that will come upon Abraham will still extend to Lot. But he took Lot. Now, you know, I've asked questions many years. I've looked at these. We touched on that the last time we studied this. You know, usually sentiments, family sentiments, blood, like they say, is thicker than water, usually at times comes in the way of our obedience. God will literally tell us to do something, but because of family, we will disobey. Because of family, blood, sentiments, our obedience at times is incomplete. We will see all this making and breaking of Abraham. And we will see his journey. Like I said, I perceive this will extend into the month of April. As God will lead us in the Bible study and even on Sunday meetings. You know, family sentiments. There was a man called Eli, a priest. And God had promised him that his lineage was going to be priest unto God. But then God came and said, you are no longer going to be a priest unto me. I'm going to replace you. What was the reason? He said, because your sons, you rather listen to your sons than listen to me. Your sons, you are not commanding your sons. You are not correcting them. You are allowing them to do whatever they like. They are disobeying me and you are condoning that. Family sentiments, people. We're talking about, will you still worship God, or rather keep worshiping God when all is stripped away? Are you ready to forsake all? I don't know where that came from. So, okay, it's the volume in the hall here. If you can just turn that down a little bit. You know, are you ready to forsake all, including family, for the sake of the kingdom? That's a big question. Or would you rather disobey God because of family? I have seen men of God in our own timeline. They would tell you all their convictions about this. They don't believe in this. This is what the word of God says. And this, the moment maybe their child is caught up in that web, you see them start compromising. Oh, you know, I've seen it. I just don't want to go into all that, especially when it comes to the area of the controversial, you know, thing today, that we shouldn't even get distracted about marriage or no marriage, same sex or nothing. I have seen men of God compromise because their own children are caught in that web. They start softening their stand. Listen, let God be God and every man be a liar. Because at the end of the day, people, we are going to give account to God. No family will be there to stand with you on judgment day. Family will not be your excuse at that time. And I'm saying this with trepidation because I look at the man Eli, his sons cost him the priesthood, and the person he hands over to Samuel, the same web. Samuel's also had sons who were not obeying God. Both of them had two sons. And we see the judgment of God fall upon these families. And I say this with trepidation because I always look at it. I have two sons also. Well, I'm praying ahead of time that, Lord, Our sons will hear you. Our sons will obey you. Like Abraham, Lord, God testifies of Abraham. I know him. He will command his household after me. That is my prayer, that God Almighty will be able to say that of me and say that of you. That as for you and your household, you will serve the Lord and you will not compromise. So, we saw the consequences of him taking Lot. I'm not going into that tonight because our focus tonight is actually on the altar. Returning to the place of the altar. That is really our focus. And by altar, we mean the place where of encounter, our consecration, you know, to God and with God. Have we lost our consecration? Have we lost our altar? Is the fire gone down? I look at my life from the start of this year to now. I realize that slowly and slowly I'd shifted. But by the grace of God, I am returning to the altar. I am returning to the place of fire, the place of my first love. And nothing is going to take the place of God in my life. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. In the name of Jesus. And that's my prayer for us. If there's the first healing that God, I believe, is sending his word to heal us tonight, is return to the place of your first love, which is God. Don't let circumstances, don't let challenges of life, don't let troubles, don't let things not happening for you now make your love for God to go straight, to go cold. You know, don't let your losses, some of us are experiencing losses right now, and you are discouraged. And because of that, your fire for God, your love for the things of God is waning, is going down and down. You are busy, rather meditating night and day on the word of the Lord. You are meditating on your losses. Listen, it will drain life out of you. It will not help you. Worry will not help anybody. Worry will only make you to become unfruitful. The word of God, worry will choke in your life. And you will become unfruitful. What you are worrying about will not even change. It will even get worse and worse and worse. I am saying this by the Spirit of God. This word of God is coming to you tonight to strip you away from worry. To strip worry out of your life in the name of Jesus. Please receive your healing. Those of us online, those of us in the house, raise up your hand tonight and say, I choose not to worry. Lord, I believe you. You make all things work together for my good. For my good, good. The good, the bad, the worst, everything that is I am losing, my losses will turn around for my good. Will only turn around for my good. I will not worry. I will not will be despaired anymore, any longer. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Please listen. When all is stripped away, keep worshiping God. We look at Abraham. You remember what happened to Lot at the end of the day. Whether family sentiments made him to take Lot with him. At the end of the day, Lot was worse. I pray that your good that you do for people will not end up becoming evil. That's why, people, let's learn not to compromise. If God says something, God who knows the end from the beginning, knows why he's giving us such instructions. Knows why we are going through the testings we're going through. Maybe God is telling you, drop something. Stop this. Take a righteous stand. Forget about what people are thinking. Forget about what people are saying. You know, I look at my life and I'm telling myself now, let people give me a bad name. Let me be called evil because I decide to stand for righteousness. Let people stop listening or, you know, talking to me because I took a righteous stand, I would rather suffer for righteousness' sake than suffer for doing evil just because I want to please men. Listen, we have not been called to worship men. We've not been called to worship any other thing except the living God, the true and the living God. And the Bible tells us, and the theme, and the Spirit of God is reminding us, 366 days of this year, make sure that you are worshiping God truly. God alone, in spirit, and in truth. So let's go back to this story of Abram. So God is telling him, I want to strip you away from your country. Strip you away from your relatives. Strip you away from your father's house. Because I want to bless you. Listen, one of the things I realize about this life, the principle of life, is that most times, I'm using the word most, something has to be taken for us to gain. At times, like they say, there is no gain without pain. Think about a woman who just got pregnant. Think about the season, the early morning sicknesses, the vomiting and all that, the trauma. And then after the time of life, 9 months, the baby has grown. What's the next thing? For that baby to have life, the baby needs to be stripped away from the mother. The baby has to be separated from the mother. Otherwise, that baby will die. Listen, some things need to be stripped away from us or we will die. Some things need to be taken away for us to grow. Listen, there is a season, there is a time for everything. And when the fullness of time comes, let all be stripped away. Please, let's start praying. Lord, anything that needs to be taken away from my life so that I can move on to the next phase, my next walk, my next blessing, my next place of dominion and assignment. Lord, may nothing hinder me. You know, you nurture children, you bring them up, you from birth, you take them to school, and everything happens. If those children will fulfill their destiny, they have to leave their father and mother. Someday. For marriage, especially to work, what happens? It says a man shall leave father, mother, cleave, and become. You know, today the Holy Spirit was saying something to me, and I need to mention this because it's coming back to me. Listen, and this is especially to some of us ladies, sisters, daughters, listen, there is a trend nowadays where daughters are the ones giving themselves away, not their parents. Let me repeat that. You are the one offering yourself, giving yourself away without the blessing of the father and the mother. And it's like, you don't care. You've worked so hard. You've made your money. You've organized your wedding. And you organize your parents out of the wedding. Listen. The Bible says, thus shall a man leave father and mother. I didn't understand that until many years ago. I said, why is father and mother in the equation? I said, you must live with their blessing. And listen, brother. You want to take somebody's daughter without the father's blessing? You are playing with a curse. I say that by the Spirit of God. A curse. Rather than blessing, you are playing with a curse. Honor your father and your mother that may be well with you. I remembered when I wanted to marry my wife. I don't know why I'm digressing. Holy Spirit, help me. And I was telling my wife, we met in this certain church and we are going to marry here. And if your dad or your parents want us to go somewhere else, I'm not going there. Just because I had a spiritual vision. And I kept insisting. I said, until they agree that we will marry in the Redeemed Christian Church of God where we met, then we will wait. We will not go ahead and marry. You know, we back and forth, my fiancé, then we were praying. And I kept insisting. And of course, she was feeding back her parents. And then one day I spoke to my mother. And she was asking what's going on. I said, well, we're not going to that church. We must marry her. And I've told her, and I've told her parents. My mother laughed. God bless my mother. She's in heaven, smiling down at me. She said, you are very funny. You are not serious. You want to marry somebody's daughter, and you are dictating to them how you will marry their daughter. And then I remember I slept, and I woke up, and the Holy Spirit tormented. I won't say tormented. The word of God came to me. Do you want it to be well with you in life? I said, yes. What does this, my word say? Honor your father and mother. This is a commandment with a promise. Two promises. Number one, that you may live long. Number two, that it may be well with you. I said, do you want your marriage to be well? Do you want your marriage to last? I said, yes, Lord. I said, you better go and honor her parents and go with their wishes, and I will be with you. Because I had some fears, genuine fears, about where we wanted to go. You know, nothing else. I mean, we were being counseled by the vicar of the place and all that. So anyway, that was, I just had to throw that in. I don't know why I went in that direction. But please, when the word of God says something, don't negotiate with God. Oh, I love one of the children leading us in the prayers today. What exactly did he say? I want to know if you caught it. When God asks you to do something, do it straight away. That guy, there was fire on that young man during the 12 noon prayers today. I wish it was recorded. He kept saying, he said, he knows he has read this scripture before, but he wants to repeat that he knows what he's saying. You recorded it. Please, we must all get that recording. When God uses a child to start rebuking us elders. He said, I'm saying this again. He kept saying, I know I've read it before, but there's a phrase he used. This is a powerful scripture. I was shivering in the car when I was, I had to park. I parked the car. Except you be converted and become like a little child. The Bible says, Jesus said, you will enter the kingdom. So Abraham, it took Lot. You know what happened to Lot? There was a lot of problems. Lot, at the end of the day, lost everything. Lost everything. Please learn to obey God. But this is where I want to round up tonight. The Bible said he passed through the land. He got to Canaan. He passed through the land. He got to a place called Shechem. Onto the plain, this is verse number 6 of Genesis 12. Onto the plain of Moreh. The Bible said at that time the Canaanites were in the land. Look at it again. The Lord now appeared again to Abraham and repeats a promise to him. To your offspring, I will give this land. What was Abraham's response? So he built there an altar unto the Lord who had appeared to him. Listen, people. He built an altar. I began to read further, and the Holy Spirit began to enlighten me. The next thing we see about Abraham is from the place where he built the altar, verse number 8, what did he do? The Bible said he moved. He moved from there. He now moved to a mountain on the east of Bethel. You need to understand that. Bethel means the house of God. So he moved from the house of God. The house of God was now in the east. And then to his west He pitched a tent. He had Bethel, the house of God, on the west, and Ai on the east. So it was like in between the house of God and a place called Ai. Now, so that I don't forget, let me tell you what Ai means. All right? He built an altar. We are talking about returning to the place of altar. So Abraham builds an altar. Right? He moved away from the house of God, Bethel. And then he built an altar. The house of God was to the west, and Ai was now to the east. So let me tell us what, in between what he was. I need to show us something tonight so that I do not forget. Okay? Ai means a heap of ruins. He moved away from the altar he built, and now Bethel, the house of God, to the left and to the right, a heap of ruins or a patched place. No productivity. He moved from the altar. Right, let's go on with this Abraham's journey. Good. What does he do there? He built an altar. Another altar. Well done, Abraham. He called upon the name of the Lord. But then what did he do again? The Bible says he journeyed. He was moving away from the altars. The first altar he moved away from. The second altar he moves away from. He continues to journey, moving away from the altar. To the south. Now, let's look at what happened in verse 10. Where he moved to, what happened? The Bible says now there was famine in the land. He moved away from the altars, kept moving, and he got to a land. There are some of us who just keep moving. You see, let me just chip this in by the Spirit of God. Some of us think that the location where we are. Somebody was leading prayers recently, and I don't know who that was. I think, was it Samuel? No, was it Elder Philip? That don't move yourself away from where God has planted you. There's something about planting people. When God plants you somewhere, take root there. You need to take root so you can bear fruit upwards. But because we have this nomadic, restless nature as human beings, we think that moving, changing location is what will solve our issues, our problems of life. Listen, it is you that will move to a new location. If God plants you somewhere and you move and you think your moving will solve, will change your circumstances, you are joking. Watch Abraham. We're talking about returning to the place of altar tonight. We will take communion tonight in the name of Jesus. If any one of us have moved from the place of altar or you're about to move, I pray this word of the Lord will heal you tonight. Set you free. He moves. He keeps going towards the south. And now he encounters famine. And do you know what naturally happens when we encounter problems? We move again, isn't it? You get to somewhere and there's a problem there. What do? You move. But listen, the danger of this move was he had so much moved away from the altars, okay? And he now encounters problems because you will encounter problem if you go where God didn't send you. You move away from the altar. Please read what the Bible says Abraham did here. Now there was famine in the land. So Abraham did what? He went down. Listen, people. That's the next retrogression that happens. Move away from the altar. Move away from the altar. Move away from God's planting. The next thing, problems will start, you will start going down. Where did it go down to? Please read. It went to Egypt. Egypt is symbolic of the world. You start going into the world, behaving like the world, doing what the world is doing. Let me tell you the beauty of the world. I'm telling you. Somebody once preached a message and called it the sweetness of sin. In fact, he said the title is sweet. Sin is sweet. But listen, it's sweet. But the Bible says it will be sweet in your mouth. But when it gets into your belly, it becomes gravel. It becomes gravel. He went down to Egypt. The beauty of Egypt, if you read it down, was where he acquired his wealth. Do you want us to see it came to pass? He came down to Egypt. What's the first thing? The moment you go down, the next thing you're going to start lying. He lies. Sarah, you are beautiful. Hey, if they see you, they will kill me. So let's lie and agree to lie that you are my sister. Altar, trouble, down into the world, behaving like the world, conducting yourself like the world. Listen, and in the world, it came to pass. He lied. Okay? When he lied, and through the lies, look at what he did. Pharaoh took his wife, and Pharaoh treated him well. And say, Pharaoh blessed him. He had sheep. He had oxen. He had asses. He had men servants. He had maid servants. He had she asses. He had camels. But thank God, this was a man that God had not forsaken. Listen, even when you miss it, God doesn't forsake nor leave you. That's the beauty of God. God just wants you to return to the altar. Because of Abraham, God plagued the Egyptians. Anyway, they returned his wife. Well, why did you lie to us? Blah, 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 blah. You know, they returned his wife. But look at the blessing. Verse 20. What happened? Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him. They sent him away. And his wife and all he had. Listen. Remember, he acquired so many things when he went down to Egypt. But let me tell you one thing he acquired. Let's jump to Genesis chapter 16. In Egypt. He became wealthy. But he acquired Genesis chapter 16 and verse 1. What does he say as I begin to close? May God strip us away. May we return to the place of the altar. May hardship not make us go down. May we not move away from the place of our encounter with God. The Bible says now, Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare him no children. And she had an handmaid. Who was this handmaid? Please read your Bible. And where did he get the handmaid from? When he went down to Egypt. Do we need to say more? Do you know what happened? That going down till today, where mankind is still in war. Because this was the bond woman. And this was the woman who gave birth to Ishmael. And you and I know what Ishmael is doing to the world today. Because of one man's moving away from the altar. Because of famine, begins to go down and goes to Egypt. When that famine took place, with hindsight, foresight, and every sight, if you are Abraham, where should you go back to? Go back to the altar where you encountered God. But famine will make some of us go down. Hardship. Look, When trouble is staring you, please ask the Lord where have I left? Did I leave the place you planted me? Did I leave the last instruction you gave me? Did I move away from the place of encounter? Did I obey the last order? That's the kind of prayer I've learned to pray. You can bind all the devil you want. If you are not where God planted you, even the devil will tell God that God can't answer your prayers. That's why it's called the accuser of the brethren. Night and day, Revelation tells us. It's telling the Father, no, you can't answer him. No, you can't answer her. You are a God, you cannot compromise your own word. And the devil knows the word. Forget it. You can attend every vigil you want. If you don't return to the place of altar, nothing will shift. Now let me show us as a roundup. What did Abraham now do? You see, we will explore that more, but because of time, we can't go in there. Because a lot now began to happen. It went worse and worse and worse from there for Abraham. But our destination in this Bible study and healing communion tonight, ultimately, is to get to that Genesis chapter 22, Abraham, that God himself said, now I will bless you, because now I know God had broken the Abram, turned him into an Abraham that will not withhold anything, ready to strip everything away for the sake of the kingdom. Ready to give up Isaac for the sake of the kingdom. Let me close with this. Look at this. When all this began to happen, we go back to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Genesis and chapter 12. He was sent away. And then we see in Genesis and chapter 13. 13. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What happened in Genesis and chapter 13? Abraham went up out of Egypt. He, his wife, all he had, but unfortunately, at this time he had acquired an Egyptian virus called Agar. Lot went with him into the south. Now, Abraham was rich in cattle, silver, gold. He went on, now look at it, verse 3, to the journey from the south, even to where? Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel, the house of God, and the place of ruins, Ai. And the Bible says in verse number 4, to the place where he made an altar at the beginning, at first. And there he called upon the name of the Lord. Return to the place of the altar. I pray in the name of Jesus that this word we've heard tonight will strip us of any disobedience, any compromise, any Egypt that we have gone down to because of famine. Will remind us and steer us up to the place of our consecration at first. I pray in the name of Jesus that as God has sent his word tonight, I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance from that which is about to destroy you. It will not destroy you. You are cleansed through this word you heard tonight. You are healed. You are delivered in the name of Jesus. Please let's stand to our feet as we come to the place of communion. I don't know if we can get a background music. Let's begin to talk to the Lord individually. Let's begin to talk to the Lord. I sense a conviction in somebody's heart. I hear somebody, you are not hearing my voice anymore. You are hearing a louder voice on the inside of you. Hearken to that voice. Some of us are hearing that still, small voice reminding us where you have fallen. The book of Revelation says, remember from where you have missed it. Return to the place of the altar. Return to your consecration. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Please, let's talk to the Lord individually for a few minutes. Whichever way the Lord has spoken to you tonight, and I say your sins are forgiven. You are cleansed by this word you've heard. And because your sins are forgiven, you are healed. But talk to the Lord first. Repentance is personal. It is individual. It is personal. Would you return to the place of consecration? Would you return to that place of altar at the first? If you are backslidden and you are watching me or you are hearing me, you have forsaken the path, that straight, the narrow that you started with. You are now on that wide way because there are many people, because of people pressure, because of people pleasing. You are now following the crowd. You've missed the cloud of glory. Return to the place of altar. The road that leads to destruction is so wide, people. The advantage you have is that it's wide enough for you to make a U-turn. It's wide enough to make a U-turn. Make that U-turn right now in the name of Jesus and return. Like the prodigal son, you suddenly, in the name of Jesus, come to your place. And if you have a child or you know someone, intercede for them right now. As you have prayed for yourself, you know someone who is about to miss it. You know someone who is on that path of destruction. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's not be selfish tonight. Lord God Almighty, you set the captives free. Lord, open this prison door. Open the prison door. Set our daughters free. Set our sons free. Lord, from the captivity of the enemy, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you will grant everyone repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. The truth that will set us free. Lord God Almighty, the heart of kings are in your hands. The heart of our daughters and our sons are in your hands. Like, Lord, rivers of water, turn their hearts. Turn that heart. Turn that heart, Lord, back to you. In the name of Jesus, remove every stony heart. Remove that heart of stone. Lord God Almighty will cry to you. Touch everyone associated with us. Our children, our sons, our daughters, our brothers, our sisters. Lord, comfort anyone who's mourning in Zion right now. Comfort anyone who, because of hardship, because of famine, because of the pressures of life, because of worry, are allowing themselves to be choked right now. Heal, heal. Lord, we pray, we cry to you. Heal, heal, heal. You are the balm of Gilead. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that heals us. You have healed. You are the God who sets us free. You are the God who sends forth your word and brings healing and brings deliverance. Lord, in the name of Jesus, our sons will come back. Our daughters return. Lord, we will not stand by our sides. In the name of Jesus, anyone about to miss it, Lord, we pray. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Please, if you can pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. We do not know what to pray for at times. Holy Spirit, just help me. Help me to pray accurately. I have people in my heart right now. I have people you are showing me right now. Iskalibra hetakopa ibranda kayete. Oh, rilalala disa. Mentrika pa ikaleteke. Oh, sopreta. Limbrota. Repentance, acknowledging of the truth. Oh, God. Remove this scale. Remove this scale. Ikarabutus kapalaba yakata. Rabba yakata baraba yakataba. Remove this heart of stone. Turn this heart into a heart of flesh. Ikarosupo. Limbrata kapa. Rakabo shakataba. karabatis ke bolobotos ke tebalaba. Ele proski prata payaka. Mention them by name. Call them back. Call them back. Rapus kente bolta. Eka lok protus kapa. Elaka yakata baraba yakatosu tubraba baba. Satan, we bind you. Hey, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Mercy, O God. Lest the righteous put forth their hand into iniquity. Rakabose brukapa lekara. Mercy, 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 O God. Mercy. Rabakaleke rosso puntaya. Yakarama yekete. Heal us, Lord, we pray. Heal us, Lord, we pray. You are the healer. You are the healer. Rakabakata sakataba yakate. Emblambo soprotapa. Ekrapo shataba. Come forth every broken heart. Come forth every broken heart. Lift every depression. Oh, with you spirit of depression, I cast you out. I cast you out. I cast you out now. You unclean spirit, you are out in the name of Jesus. The spirit of the living God is upon you. The spirit of the living God be upon every one of us. Lord, as you have promised, pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Rakabanka taka lambre teko sopa. Upon our handmaidens, upon our sons, upon our daughters, upon our sisters, upon our mothers, upon our fathers. Raka lembre ndoko e prataba. Ikaraba yakata. Lord, spare us. Spare us. Remove every sickness. Every sickness far from us. Every sickness far from our bodies. Every sickness far from our minds. Oh God, riba kaba yakata, we've come to the house of prayer. We've come to the place of healing. We've come to the place where you have made room for us. Make room. Make room. Lord, we create jobs right now. We create jobs right now. We command jobs. We command openings. We command opportunities. We say our scale removed, every lot, veil covering our eyes, be removed right now. Every spirit of the bond woman, we cast you out. We cast you out. You shall not hinder our blessings. You shall not hinder our blessings. You shall not. We cast out the spirit of the bond woman. We acknowledge, Lord, we have missed it, but now your word has returned. Return us back to the place of altar. Return us back to the place of encounter. We come to our blessing. We possess this land. We possess this land. We possess our possession. We are on Mount Zion. Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance tonight. We receive deliverance for our children, for our sons. Rakabos setebrakata. Job, open, open, open. Efata, rabakate skente kelebrata korabayakata. Hey, blessings, blessings of the land. We eat the good of this land. We command this land begin to yield. Yield, increase, increase to us. Ikarakatose pretetete. Hey! Rabakabayakatose tebradadaba. Let your name alone be glorified. Let your name alone be exalted. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your power, let your spirit come upon these emblems tonight. Infuse them with your power as we take your body represented by this bread tonight. As we drink your blood represented by this fruit of the vine tonight. Lord, let there be a reminder, a reenactment, and the power of your covenant with us. The covenant of peace. The covenant of prosperity, the covenant of healing and deliverance. Lord, let there be a reenactment. Let there be an activation of everything in this covenant. Covenant, we say, peace be still. Let every storm be seized. We rebuke the wind. We speak to every storm raging. Peace, be still. Father, we just thank you. Please, if all our leaders can just pick a tray each and serve everybody, and if you are joining us online, you're at home, just at this time, grab the emblems you have on you, or quickly go and grab something now. Please let's serve the people here. Please just spread out. We're all on one side. There's nobody serving this side. Quickly, quickly. To my right, please. To my right, to my right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Just keep praying as you are taking this tonight. Keep praying. Just make sure you are praying. You are praying. Begin to thank God for this word of healing. Begin to thank God for deliverance. Begin to thank God right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If your child has an understanding of what is happening, let them have it, especially those who have been baptized, because they understood what they were doing. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 1 Corinthians and chapter 11. Please make sure you are praying, you are declaring, you are thanking God, you are repenting where there's need for repentance, you are receiving healing where there's need for healing, you are receiving jobs. I hear jobs, 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 openings, openings. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians and chapter 11, I read from verse 23, and please, can we, if you have the emblems with you, just open it right now, open it, is anyone experiencing any, is he experiencing headache, come here, please stretch your hands towards him, stretch your hands towards him. There's healing in this place right now. In the name, just stretch your hands. I rebuke every headache. I command healing from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet now. In the name of Jesus. Anybody else? Anybody else experiencing any form of sickness right now? Father, thank you. Which one of you? It is well with you, Nimi. You are healed. Stretch your hands, everybody. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. By the blood of Jesus. Your blood is cleansed. Your blood is purged, your body is healed, your bones, your water, vein, artery, every organ, every tissue made whole in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's bring the bread out, for I've received of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And if you're at home, you're online, I send this word of healing to you. By the power and the Spirit of God, you are healed. Thank you, Jesus. For I've received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. So let's take the bread in your hand. Father, thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you that your body was broken. You were bruised for all our infirmities. So every infirmity you are bruised for, as we break this bread right now and take this bread, we are healed. The same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, we give thanks right now for healing us, forgiving every iniquity and healing every disease. He break it. And as we break this bread, Lord, every yoke is broken. Every burden be lifted. Our yoke becomes easy. Our burden becomes light. Because it is now your yoke and your burden upon us. He said, take it. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. As you eat this bread, you are healed. You are set free. You return to the place of the altar. The fire of God be reignited in you. In Jesus' name. Please eat. Jesus. And after the same manner, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 20, verse 25. Please, you can open the cup now. If you are struggling to open it, we will wait. And please, if you notice anyone struggling, please help them to open. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we remember your son, Silvera. Silvera has just come to my mind now. Everybody, let's pray for Silvera. Libra katas kanto poko soto pri. Ila karata sa pronde hakato shetera. Libra to sa parabata tata. For whatever reason, Lord, makarasi te prekotosa. Limbra kakaurus prush kapatata. Lord Jesus, mercy. Rata bakatasa. Severa, Limbra, we mention you. We mention you. We call your name in the place of prayer. Rabata Satapa. Leslie. Let's pray for Leslie also. If you know any Leslie in your life, but Leslie, 80 something year old Leslie, our Leslie, Lord, we remember Leslie also. Rata Kasapush Katabadaba. Thank you, Lord Jesus. After the same manner, he took the cup. When he had stopped saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this often. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Lord, we remember we are healed. We remember we are free. We remember your covenant with us. And thank you for cleansing us of all iniquity, for giving us all our sins, and healing every disease. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus set you free, and you are free indeed. The Lord Jesus heal you, and you are made every whit whole. In Jesus' name. Let's drink. Rejoice, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Father, we worship you. We bless you. We thank you. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you for that which you have done. Thank you for that which only you have done tonight. We return all the glory. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.